storm.
Looking for something to help me find out right. I'm looking for complication, looking 'cause
times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Yes, boys and girls, it is times like these that we welcome to you to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. I'm DJ Paulie B, reporting for duty. What are you laughing at?
He said duty.
I did say duty. And sitting across from me, of course.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Is the lovely and talented funny man, Christopher Ridgway.
Well, hello.
Well, hello. And of course.
Call me Margaret.
Sitting next to him, of course, is the vivacious, lovely,
wow.
Beautiful DJ Khalid D.
Oh, thank you, Polly.
Are you on?
I don't know.
Are you on four? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on two. That's why.
You just shut me right out.
All right. I'm in control. I'm like Oz.
You mean Ozzy.
Or Ozzy, yeah.
Or Ozzy, just walk around
Pay
confused.
No attention to that man behind the board. Anyways, welcome aboard 2:14 in the afternoon, boys and girls, and on this 20th day of January, and also Inauguration Day, and we have a new president.
We do.
Oh, yeah, we do. And it's not me, unfortunately. But, you know, maybe someday.
Sunday? Oh, someday, never mind.
Well, anyways, you know, we missed last week, which stunk, but I was, no way I could have come in here. Carla gave me
no,
her
don't
ailment.
Be blaming me.
She was sick for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden, I was sick.
I had a different kind of ailment.
Thank God Christopher has this just crazy immune system, and he's not sick.
All right, truth is, I had it.
Oh, you did?
Tuesday, going into Wednesday, and I was traveling, and that was not fun.
Oh, on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the old paper bag? In case?
Yeah.
I mean, were you throwing? I was throwing.
Oh, no, I was...
I don't think Carla was. No.
I was option B. I took option B.
You took option B?
Yeah.
I had 1, 2, and 3. We had the colds going on with the sinuses.
Yeah, everybody's sick, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Not a good time.
It is the time of the year, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, it is cold and flu season. Well, you know, the thing is that we got a warm winter, which is nice so far. But it just doesn't get cold enough to kill the germs, so.
It's just awful. It really is. And how was your week anyways? Off
it was great.
The next your past couple weeks?
I was in Detroit and managed not to get shot.
You were, that's right.
But I was stabbed 6 times.
Yeah, Christopher went
right through the heart.
What's the old?
I don't know what to say to that.
They stitched me up so I could be on today.
Oh, fast recovery. It's a miracle.
And he kept texting me right from the game.
Yeah, I went to the hockey game.
Pitches
on a hockey game.
Gotcha.
Yeah, on Wednesday night.
Saw that Bruins debacle.
Oh my God!
Right
they
in
were
front of me.
4-1.
I don't know what was worse, the game or the guy sitting in front of me whose arse kept making an appearance after every Red Wings goal. He's standing up and his pants are down here. And then the worst part was you got the whiff.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Really?
Oh my God. It was like, hold your breath. I don't know what's worse. Seriously. Hey, Red Wings score. Oh, they tied the game. Oh no.
Because he had to keep standing up.
Yeah, and the girl next to me was hysterical. She goes, you had to look at that all game.
Damn.
But I tell you, it's Joe Louis Arena is like a bigger version of the old Worcester Centrum. It's the same design.
Yeah, told me that.
And what stinks about it is
the guy in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what stinks about you, everyone in front of you has their arse in your face.
So they have the same affliction as we do around in Boston. They can't pull their drawers up, huh?
Oh, man. But the worst part was not the arse, was the fact that because it's an older building, and the people from the 200 level have to come down to the main level to go to the bathroom and to get beer. You could not get to the beer line in the intermission. The intermission, everybody was there, and you could barely move.
Oh, no wonder they're building a new arena.
Yeah.
Because if you can't get to the beer line, there's no point in going to the game.
No kidding.
And your sight
unless
of vision
playing.
Is just not right.
Yeah. Luckily, I brought my own pee bottle, so. Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, had the B on it, so everyone knew I was a Bruins fan. Had the B for the P. Beside the spoked P.
Well, kids, 39 degrees out here at the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. The number here is 855-915-9636. If you guys want to call, listen, want to hear something, or just yell at us. We're used to it.
Yeah, right?
Anyways, probably play a song or two, and we'll be back with shouting. I want to give a quick shout-out to my Uber driver earlier. Jose, he's from Framingham. How you doing, Jose? Hopefully he's in listening distance, because he wanted to hear some classic rock, which you know, you couldn't come to a better radio program than ours to hear some classic rock.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes. So we'll be back. We'll do some shout outs with DJ Kala, and then you know she can promote herself. Because she's got a little gig tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the lovely town of the Wakefield.
Yes.
Of the Wakefield. She's going to be at Obo Pond, I think.
McDonald's. No, I'm going to be at Portobello Restaurant on Main Street
Portobello.
In Wakefield.
All right.
Yes. Nice.
I love
great
mushrooms.
Location.
That's a good food there.
I love mushrooms, especially when DJ Kala D is playing some mushroom music for
mushroom
you.
Mushroom music.
So, you know, Kala will be bringing the people to Wakefield, and I will be driving them out.
Nice.
I will show up and say hello and lend my support.
That's awesome. It'd be great to see you.
You're going
to
you have your drawers down?
It's really for the liquor, but...
They have liquor there?
They do.
How they knew her.
You don't think I'd DJ there if they didn't, right?
Oh, I would hope not. All right, kids. 2:20 in the afternoon, we'll be back with our shout-outs. And Christopher or Kala, one of you want to take us out? Whoever is up for the task?
All right. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO FM. It's the Giddy Up.
We know you're just trying to steal our parents'
budget. Oh. You have to extend it longer, Chris.
What is this, prom night? That's my catchphrase, you know.
What is it, prom night?
What is that, prom night?
All right. That's okay.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO. This is The Giddy Up.
We'll be right back, kids.
got down, but you never got touched. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Are you guys done? All right, a little Bad Finger for you. And before that, it was Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Yeah.
Yes. Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was written by Bruce Springsteen. I think I know who he is.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is, Christopher?
Yeah, he was the guy that me and you were crying and jumping up and down when we saw our show a couple months ago.
We were crying? I don't remember the crying part.
Yeah, it was when, well, never mind. It was in the men's room when never mind.
Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back. 2:32 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Willie Whistle Show. You're listening to the Giddy Up here in the wonderful state of Medford, Mass. It is, let's see, what is it? It is 43 degrees. Ooh. That's not good.
I won't complain on January 20th.
Hell no.
Oh, it's not even 43 yet. It was earlier. It's now 39. But it's supposed to be a high of 44 today. And I'll get back to you in the 3 o'clock hour with your weekend weather as well. What are you looking up, Chris?
I'm looking to see what the weather is for the heck of it.
Oh, for the heck of it?
Yeah.
For the halibut?
For the halibut. That's what we used to say in the fish industry.
Mm. Yeah, I remember you used to sling fish.
I remember when you used to catch them.
Anyways, okay, boys and girls, it's that time of the program where we like to appreciate you boys and girls and, you know, give you a little shout out, let you know that we appreciate you guys listening in. Who's going to do our shout-outs today?
I believe I am up on that.
All right, our DJ Kala.
We're actually going to do a twofer. I'm going to introduce the new ones.
All right, let me get a little...
And then Kala's going to take over.
A little background music for you guys.
So we're gonna kind of Captain and Tennille this thing, or Ike and Tina without the violence.
Ooh, Ike and Tina. All right, so shout-outs, take it away, kids.
All right, a couple new shout-outs. Jennifer Gray Herman, thank you for listening. And Jennifer Palazzo, who I hear is
Palazzo.
Palazzo.
Don't add a T in there.
Palazzo. It's two Z's. It's the hard sound. Palazzo.
Yeah, it's the Ginzo in you.
Hey. You got two here.
That's all right.
Yeah, so, watch it over there.
No kidding.
That's all right.
And
all right, so for the rest of our shout-outs, thank you for listening. We've got Jennifer Kanerzinski Leadum.
That's right.
Mine Kim at Malden Transportation.
Yes, love you guys.
Billy Roderick.
Girls.
Dave woman. Struff.
Undecided.
Struffleupagus.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands.
Yes. No pop-ins.
Sometimes you say his name, he appears. Don't say it three times.
Don't say it three times. Yeah. He's like, what is that, Candyman?
Beetlejuice.
Oh. But Candyman, if you said it in the mirror, in the bathroom, he would appear.
No, that's
and
Sammy.
And then he'd start hacking up people.
I thought that was Sammy Davis Jr. Oh. You said the Candyman three. Hey, man.
Yeah, he'd show up, and he'd be the unwanted guest, and he'd never leave.
So me and my wife are alto vase.
Yes.
All right.
Havana Gila. You got any matzah and grits?
Hey, you know who else was Jewish? Abe Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah, he was shot in the temple.
Oh, well, his name was Abraham.
What, too soon?
Too yeah. soon? It's only been 100 years.
150 years.
What is he, 1776 or something?
1865.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm popping back in here.
All right, yes. You know when you do the shout-outs, me yeah. and Chris yeah. just interrupt.
Of course, you always interrupt. That's cool.
The 10-minute shout-outs last usually a half hour
at least.
When we're around.
It really should last like 90 seconds, right. to be honest.
All right, let's go. It's Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Have you been there, Chris, lately?
No, I haven't. I have not. I have to show up. It's weird. It's like when I get hungry and I want to go, they're closed. Because I usually get really busy in the morning.
That's only Mondays.
No. I get really busy in the morning. So.
Well, they've done it too.
Yeah, so usually by 2 o'clock, I'm like, yeah. And then
he's
I
just waking up.
Yeah.
All right.
Once I clear the scotch bottles out of the way, it takes a couple hours to get out of the house.
Clear the fog. All right. How about Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel from 10 to 12?
Ooh, he'll be on tonight.
Yes.
With the
baby making music.
Replay the rock and roll music. He plays the
right.
Yeah, the baby making music.
That's right.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve.
Old School.
Leah Hall, Eddie Riley.
We gotta play some Leah.
We will.
Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti and Steph Cardone. Oh, is that the Cardone Lounge?
They did a
dish. Steph Cardone, the Lounge.
The Lounge.
The Lounge.
On Thursday. Last night. They did a, what do you call it? The Facebook Live?
Yep.
Last night? For a little while, on and off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Must have been cool.
Yeah. Well, we can do it.
Yeah.
Of course we can.
Want me to do it? I'll set it up.
Well, if you want to.
Yeah.
But I'm naked. Should I put on clothes now?
I thought you wanted people to view.
Yeah, pay-per-view.
All right, Captain Wayno Friedman.
Wayno. Long-lost Wayne.
Mark Marchese. Seth Black. Danny Rosen. Charlie Driver. Carl the Bus Driver.
That's his cousin.
Carl. I seen him. I bumped into Carl yesterday, actually.
Did you?
Yes, down the office. And I asked him if he's been listening. He's like, I've been trying. I don't know, but yeah.
Don't know if you've been listening?
You don't know. Yeah, he goes, I've been trying.
Have you pissed your pants laughing
lately?
So I told him
listen today. So hopefully if he's listening today, then he can. I go, we've been giving you shout-outs every week for, you know, the past year.
Yeah. All right, Joe Breezy Hod.
The Breeze.
Lisa.
I seen the Breeze today. I was like, he's really sick, too.
Is he?
So I doubt he'll be calling in for the weekend weather. But
no, you know what? I bet him being sick, he'll call in. Like, every other time he's healthy, it's ironic.
You're right. You could be right. Other than that, I got Jeremy Reiner calling in from Channel 7.
Shout out to Lisa Neville Ambler.
Caitlin. Lisa, I did her wedding.
Oh. Her wedding or a wedding party?
Her wedding. Wedding itself.
You did her wedding, then you did her wedding party.
Chris, what are we going to do with that?
He brings out the worst in me, this son of a gun.
Speaking of which, we'll go back to you. All right, Caitlin Hussey. Is it Hussey?
Speak of the devil.
Is it Hussey or Hussey?
I
don't know.
I think we'd be saying Hussey.
Caitlin, I would just go with Hussey.
Yeah. Caitlin, you're going to have to call that
That's
one.
That's what I usually do.
Let us know.
We need a Hussey check on aisle 5.
Karen Whitman. Sandra
from the Sampler family.
The Samplers. Sandra and Doreen at Sandra's Network in Peabody. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Caravan.
Yeah, they're building the old casino down there in Everett.
Jim and the kids on the yellow 93 bus. Marcine Kantorinsky. Lisa nice. Marie Kilpatrick. Frankie Imbergamo.
Mr. Mustache.
Yes, the mustache of Medford.
I was watching a Friends repeat, and he was on it. He was dating Monica.
Was he?
Oh, wait, that was Tom Selleck.
Oh, that was Selleck.
That was Selleck.
You should have known. He has a way better mustache than Selleck.
Yeah, Selleck's mustache is
was
stupid.
Was he the one that had the Christmas hat?
Yep.
Came to visit you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Denise Fioretti Memolet.
Yes.
Memolet.
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 Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely. Peg Conair Crew.
Yes.
Big Jack and Janice.
Big Jack and Janice.
But we don't know Janice. We have not been able yet to determine the size of Janice. Janice, if you can confirm your size, we will give you we'll amend the shout out to reflect it.
You have to be over 5'5".
From what I hear, she's an extra medium.
Oh jeez. Cab number 19, Chet. Cab number 54, Cookie. Christine Fantasia. Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina? Would you two just knock it off?
No, this is the gig.
Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rihanna. Christina Papalardo.
Papalardo, I'm the Fonz. The Fonz dated her. Remember in that episode when he jumped over the chicken shack?
Oh, my God. I missed that one.
Tuscadero.
Oh!
I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Pinky, I get Tuscadero. Those two confused all the time.
He just added Pinky and Tuscadero and made a Papalardo.
He just made a new thing.
No, actually, a Papalardo. I had a nice Papalardo and meat sauce the other night.
I was just saying the same thing.
It's a pasta. Yeah.
It's a pasta. It's a Happy Days character. Well, now it's both by Ronco.
All right, we'll go back to Mark.
Can I have the Papalardo Bolognese, please?
We're cracking ourselves up over here. All right, Amy DiDomenico. John Abbasopoli.
Oh, I had the old DiDomenico steak the other night, too.
That's really good, I hear.
With the side of Papalardo.
That's good. You get your protein and your carbs in all one dish.
And then you got the
Brian Scurio. That was my cheat day.
Oh, the Scurio, I hear, is outstanding at Massimo's.
Oh.
It comes with a veggie on the side, yeah. And we got Adam McLean, Bonnie Tomasi.
Termash. Yes.
Elaine Ivory Allen. Gail Bracken.
Make up your mind.
Russ LeBlanc. Nicole Bison. Lisa Sweetser.
She's from Salem.
Is she?
Nicole, yes.
Nicole. Mm-hmm. Debbie Delish. Mm-hmm. Gail Snow. Eddie McKinnon. You see how I just moved on from that?
I did.
Rocco Scali with the great bread. Joanne Riddle.
Everybody's name is... Okay. I'm getting very hungry here.
No kidding.
All our listeners are like from an Italian restaurant.
No kidding. We're brought to you by...
Portobello in Wakefield.
And Portobello's, yes.
With DJ Carlady this Saturday night.
she'll be dishing out the Papalardos and Mimolettes.
With a little Sweetser on the side. Wait. Shout out to Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Raymond Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giammarco Moquin.
Yes.
Paul Rizzo. Jennifer
the
Smith.
Riz.
Andrew
Nobody
Brandt.
Beats the Riz.
Rebecca Rose Casserly. My guy Eric Wilson. What up, dude? Pam Bridge. Joanne Riddle. Debbie Depot. Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph.
All right.
Dante, Jerry, and Joseph. Who's driving this bus?
Danielle Santalucha. Yusufu, is that?
The Uber driver.
All right, I'm not going there. Bobby Colburn. Kelly Vigna. And I think that's it for our shout-outs for now. I know there's more.
No, that's
it. We could go on and on for hours.
We could, because we have a lot of very faithful listeners. Thank you very much, Miss Carla. For that wonderful rendition of our shout-outs.
Yes.
Thank you for the uncontrollable laughter in the background.
Well, that's fabulous. That's part of the gig.
Yeah.
That's,
gotta love it.
That's why we pay you $500,000
like
a year.
Exactly. Young schoolboys.
Except we're old.
Oh, all right. 2:45 in the afternoon.
These two idiots is beyond me.
Before I get to some music, sir, how about I do this for you?
Oh, it's the big old wheel of fun.
Yes.
It has landed
on 1998.
Oh, 1998. Let me get my thinking cap on. See if I can remember all these songs.
And see what we can do for the top, 20 are you going to do? 10, 20?
Yeah, we'll see. It depends on how time is.
From 1998.
Yeah, from this day on January 20th, 1998.
All right. Excellent. All right. We'll be back with some silly news in the, maybe 3 o'clock hour. But we're going to play some kick-ass music right now. And want to take us out, Chris?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, in historic Medford. I'm going to start saying is historic.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Yeah, kind
of. Oh. All right.
This is where Babe Ruth was born.
No, he was born in Maryland.
Oh.
All right.
This is where Mike Pagliaro was
good
born.
Good try, though.
I was actually in the bedroom that he was born in. The actual bedroom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they have the catcher's mitt where he came in out of into?
All right, this next one goes out to our good buddy Irish Eddie Coderre, and I'm not sure what bus he's on, but anyways, him and my nephew Andrew are on the bus, so he wanted to hear a little fun-loving criminal. So
cool.
Here you go, Eduardo. Listening to the Giddy Up 91.5 WMFO. We'll be right back.
Love thing happening here, baby, or what? By that time, fast tapping with the 90s, said it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go, back to the ride. Steve inside in the lot, and off the drive. See, I hurt my lower lumbar, you know we never get far. Riding around in a stolen police car, so we dropped it off and piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
Suppose I don't know anything about any fucking setup. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's good. That's a good idea. I like that one.
Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up with Scooby Snacks. Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up with Scooby Snacks.
Now, I don't give a fuck about the Hell's Gate and fucking the crowd, man. I'm still standing up straight. So we put these jobs, make a little money. No one gets hurt if they don't act funny. On the way to the yacht, we almost got caught. Fast shooting mailbox, going where the cops is, yeah. They had the Dunkin' Donuts adjacent from the former juice mailbox. Fast that just exploded. They gave chase from our man Steve's and Ace. And we lost those brothers with haste. We cast it off and along we went off. Bermuda to an island resort we rented.
I need you cool. Are you cool? sometimes every minute. Please don't take me.
Bye. naked in the car in the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. Think the dog is in the bed, do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, I never, ever, ever give up.
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Yeah, this goes out to my baby girl, Leah.